Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks for being here. What's going on in your life? Life updates? What's
I'm just like, on? When did we last record? Just like, it feels like eons ago, but like, I know it wasn't. But I'm like, what have I not told you, like, about what's been going on? I just feel like I've had a pretty boring week. Mm-hmm. Like, kind of in a good way, though. It was weird. Like, a couple nights ago, Kale woke up with a fever.
Oh, no.
And it was so weird. He was, like, crying. So I, like, go and lay by him. And he goes back to sleep. But as I'm, like, leaving his room, like, trying to creep out of his room, he, like, starts crying again. So I'm like, whatever. I'm tired. I'm going to bring you into my bed, which I know you don't do, but I totally do every now and again. Mm-hmm. And so I pick him up. He is boiling hot. And I was like, what? No. Like, we were just sick right before Mexico. Like, this mm-hmm. cannot be happening. So, like, he lays in my bed. His fever probably breaks around, like, 4 a.m. I gave him Tylenol, even though, like, I am, like, pretty, I don't know. I would say, like, I do let my kids ride out fevers for the most part. But, like, when it is in the middle of the night and he is, like, not going back to sleep, I'm like, I can't give you Tylenol. So, I gave him Tylenol. Fever broke around, like, 4 a.m. Never came back. Totally fine. Has been totally fine the last 2 days. Neither me nor Vivi have gotten sick. I'm just like,
no symptoms, like no next day or anything.
Nothing.
Interesting.
And slept great last night. So I was like, what the heck? I think maybe he's breaking in some teeth, or like some teeth are going to come through, because this did happen when he got canines. He had like a random fever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, maybe. But I am just like, we are not getting sick again. Like, I just know so many people who are sick right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, stop it. I'm not getting an end of summer sickness. Let us be until winter, please.
I know, there's nothing worse than sickness in the summer. Like,
it's horrible.
My whole family, not me last week, sounding so bad.
My whole family, for
the past like 3 weeks, it was like Ivy got it, and then she had like croup, and then Rowan got a double Ivy ear infection. I know. We actually, I just got referred to a ear, nose, throat doctor or whatever for her, because she gets croup so bad all the time.
Oh.
So I actually need to make that appointment. But
I'm just curious, who did they refer you to?
I'm not sure. I'll show you after. Yeah, okay. I have it over there. I'll show you.
Okay. Because I do really like Vivian Kills, if you don't end up liking this one. Okay. Just say no.
Yeah, I'll have to show you. But yeah, she had croup. Rowan got a double ear infection. She really had like no other symptoms.
Okay.
Just like randomly double ear infection. David got sick, and then I got sick, and it just like goes through us all, and I'm always the last one to get it. And I had a sinus infection.
I was going to say, and it's like after you take care of everyone for a week, then you get it and nobody takes care of you.
I know. It's like we all had different things. It was so weird.
Weird.
And I just hate summer sickness. It's like, no, this is like the one time to go out and play.
Yeah.
But I cannot stand this like 100 degree weather.
Why is it so freaking hot?
I don't know.
It has been excessive heat warning. Yeah. Like excessive heat warning. Also, I was going to say about your guys' sicknesses, it's almost as if like this, you guys like all got a cold virus, but it like turned into like your body's like worst case scenario. Maybe not like worst case scenario, but like what your body likes to do. Like, we obviously know Ivy's body loves to give, loves to have croup. I'm like, not you with the sinus infection. Oh,
I know. I'm still horrible on antibiotics, and I hate to be on antibiotics. I mean, everyone does, but
should have brought you kombucha today instead of that Dr. Pepper.
No, I loved the Dr. Pepper. Yeah, Haley showed up at my house randomly with a Dr. Pepper. I was like, oh, praise. It's been a really long day for me. I'm in a really toxic mood tonight. So
I mean, I don't love that you're like having a hard day, but like it'll be spicy tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be spicy.
Yeah. What about you, though? Any like weekly update?
The only like kind of exciting one is I changed my hair.
Yeah.
So weird.
Big change too.
I know, it actually was not supposed to be this big of a change. but it's okay. I'm kind of in like middle phases with my hair. I went darker for those who saw. Uh-huh. So I'm feeling not so blonde on the Two Blondes, One Pod podcast. It's kind of weird. Yeah, but I am going to be adding more highlights back into my hair. And I don't know, I just kind of wanted some dimension. I was getting kind of sick of platinum blonde hair. I have had platinum blonde hair for 9 years, like over 9 years now. And I love it. Like, I like the way I look with it.
Yeah.
But I was starting to get to the point where every like not even 2 months, like every month and a half, like my roots were just driving me crazy every time I looked in the mirror. And so I was feeling the need to get my hair done so often.
Yeah.
And then also half the time people would be like, oh, like your hair is purple. Oh, your hair is blue. Oh, I love your silver hair. And it's just like not what I was going for. You know what I mean?
So hard to have the perfect shade of platinum all the time. It's like pretty much impossible.
I know. Yeah, it's frustrating.
Really annoying. Yeah. Yeah.
So while I loved it, I needed to change. And I have been telling David for like a few years now. I'm like, you know, I can't be platinum forever. Like something's going to have to change sometime.
Yeah. So. Like as fun as this was. Yeah. Well, and like, I don't know. I just feel like after you have kids and like as you age, like your hair just naturally gets more brittle. Yeah. And so like just slapping bleach on it like so often, I don't know. It's just like not like doable long term in my, at least for like the healthiness of your hair. But yeah, I feel you. Like I will be adding dimension in my hair this fall.
Yeah,
because it's just the same thing. I'm just kind of not like over it, but kind of I'm just kind of feeling like that's just the natural progression of me heading into my 30s, you know.
I know. I was like, it's time.
Yeah.
And I do like myself actually with brown hair. I used to have like really dark, almost like black hair in like junior high. And me so cocky. I felt like I could pull that off and I feel like I can pull off platinum blonde hair. So either way, I'm like, it's good. And I don't hate my hair right now, but I am in like middle stages. So I will be going like a little bit more blonde, more blonde, you know?
A little more blonde. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so. I feel like the dark really does bring out your eyes so much though. So it's good. Fun. Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's really fun.
Yeah, that's a good little change for me. Yeah, so,
good. Good.
I'll be more blonde soon enough.
Yeah.
I'll be fitting our description better.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, but yeah, that's really like my only update, so.
Hey.
Pop culture.
You know, pop culture is a little dry this week for me. I did like right when I got here saw that it was the premiere of It Ends With Us with Blake Lively. Mm. And she looked really beautiful as always. Like she always stuns in every event. Like she always looks so good. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. I read the books and I know there's a lot of like Colleen Hoover fans that are like not excited. And just, like, probably people in general from, like, what they've seen on TikTok. But I'm actually really excited for it. I have high hopes. And, yeah.
Does it come out this weekend?
Sometime soon. I can't remember. I know it's soon. Maybe this weekend or maybe the following. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Comes out soon.
I was telling Haley before we started recording. I was like, I will not be seeing that movie. Yeah. I don't know. I have not read the book. So, I don't care that, like, you know, everyone's mad that Blake Lively and the guy does not fit the description of the characters or whatever. Like whatever. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. But I don't want to like romanticize domestic abuse. Like I just think that's like weird and feels icky to me. And I don't know, maybe it's super hot in the book. Who knows? But I'm just like, I don't really care to see that movie.
Chelsea's just not into, she hasn't been thrust into the fictional, morally gray / honestly horrible characters that are so romanticized. Like I have read so many books at this point that are so much worse that then It Ends With Us that for me, I'm like, oh, that's child's play, which is so bad. It's so bad. But, you know, it's just to each their own, I suppose.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe I can drag Chelsea to the movie with me.
Maybe. I mean, honestly.
For the pod, Chelsea. Do it for the pod.
Okay. I mean, maybe for
pop
the pod.
Culture, Chelsea.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just do what I do with like every other movie and just go read the plot.
Yeah, honestly.
On Wikipedia.
Honestly. But aside from that, I mean, I caught up on The Bachelor. I actually didn't watch like the episode that you told me about. I was like, yeah, what's the point? So I just watched, you know, the episode that premiered last night, I guess. Yeah, it's Tuesday.
I'm so sorry that that's the one you watched.
Yeah, it was so boring.
The one before was way more entertaining. This one was so boring.
So boring. I'm just like, gosh. I mean, I just felt, I don't know. So like, let's see. Her one on, okay, well, first of all, it's a rose ceremony first, correct? And she,
well, yeah.
Her ex, you know, shows up at the rose ceremony.
But why was he the hottest guy there?
Okay. I literally was like, Jen, he seems like he's matured. He's saying he loves you. Grand gesture.
Okay, but did you listen to her episode on the Vile Files?
I did not. No. Okay.
So Nick asked her about that.
Okay.
And she was like,
Was it after it had premiered that Files came out?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Or like so same day or something.
Yeah. Okay. So episode came out Monday, and then I think that episode was like Wednesday or Thursday or something with her. But so he was asking her about it, and he was saying like the same thing. He was like, "So like, do you keep? He seems like a good guy. Yeah, like, do you keep him around? Like, whatever."
Nice.
She's like, "Obviously, I can't like say anything." But she was like, "I was really, really like genuinely confused when he showed up." She's like, "We had dated a few years ago." She's like, "We had never said I love you." She's like, "Never, not once."
Yeah.
She's like, we'd like broken up. And then I guess like he'd gone to a wedding in a different country or something and invited her. And she was like, sure, like I'll go. And she's like, but we've always been like really cool. And like, I like him. She's like, but we've never said I love you.
Yeah.
And she's like, he does have like a little following on TikTok. Like, I guess like his dog is like TikTok famous or something.
Oh, no.
And she was like, so when he showed up, it was just kind of like iffy for me. She's like,
yeah, because like, are you being a little opportunist right now? Which I mean, to be fair, I do feel like most of the time it is kind of like opportunist vibes, like truly, like why are you waiting till she's on like reality TV? Come on.
Yeah.
But he did seem like pretty genuine, and I was like, okay, I will say one thing I will say about this episode was like, I just feel like you can tell a lot about, you know, the people in the mansion when something like this does happen by their response.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not at all surprised that Devin was like, if she keeps him, this rose on my chest means nothing. I'm like, Jen, I hope you are watching this back and being like, who was this person? You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like you can tell so much by how they respond. I feel like he had a really bad attitude towards it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Sam M like kind of did, but like he wasn't being as dramatic as like Devin. But I'm like, I don't know. I just feel like it kind of says a lot by like, nothing had even happened yet. And they're just like so dramatic. I'm like, okay.
I know. And I felt like it was pretty obvious she wasn't going to keep him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess not to them.
I guess not to them. But I felt the same way.
We're an outside perspective.
But yeah. So. But I'm like, aside from literally that, this episode has been so boring.
It's boring. I mean, she went on her date with Jonathan, right?
His name? Jonathan.
I actually think he's kind of cute.
I do too.
The more I see him, the more I think he's cute.
And I think they're really cute together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's cute too. And I thought their date went really good. I was like really taken back by like his whole story about like, not like taken back, but I was just, I guess, surprised by like him opening up about his like ex that was like really like abused alcohol and like said that he was abusive and he was manipulative. And I think just like in my girl brain immediately I'm like, oh, maybe he is.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean? Like I always trust the woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I always lean on the side of trusting the woman. Okay. And so I was kind of like, ooh, but I don't know. I mean, he definitely does not give off those vibes. Like he really does seem like a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, oh, like that sucks to have to like admit out loud, because I'm sure Jen, I'm sure it went through her head of like, oh, I don't know, though. She's kind of, her head's a little like up in the clouds.
I know,
like,
that's how you always describe her.
Like, I don't really know how else to describe her. Yeah. And then like the group date was just like,
you know, it was whatever.
I was so confused why they chose Devin, though. For her one-on-one time. I was like, what?
I don't know. I can't.
So weird.
I'm just so sick of seeing Devin.
I'm so sick of seeing him, too.
I did think it was sad when Austin decided to leave. And yeah. Jen, what was the line that she said? She was just like, and then, like, if I tell them how I feel, like, they'll realize that I'm worthless. I was just like, oh,
yeah,
Jen.
I know.
It was so sad.
It was weird. She was kind of like, oh, like, I don't really feel like I'm enough for Austin. But I was like, yeah, but like you gave him nothing. Like you didn't give him a one-on-one. You have had barely any time with him. Like what did you expect, kind of?
Maybe he was like on the roster for next week or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess you never know.
Yeah.
He was cute, but like, yeah, I mean.
He was one of the cuter ones.
He was one of the cuter ones. Maybe she was just sad about that. Who knows?
I know. Her guys are just, they are not doing it for me.
No.
And I am so sorry, but I just see Devin going very far. I and know. I just am over Devin.
He's shown anymore. So much in all of the previews. I know. And it's just like, why? And
you can tell she likes him so much.
I know. It's just aggravating. It's like between him and Sam M, I definitely think she likes them the most. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Keep the freaking opportunist guy. At least he was like cuter. Jeez. Yeah, and then it was like the date with Grant, and he's just boring. He's really nice, but he just is boring. Mm-hmm. And then rose ceremony. She didn't do a cocktail party, which I wasn't surprised. And then my cutie little Dylan went home. So that was sad. He's so nice, they just didn't have anything there, really, I don't think. And I don't even remember who else went home.
I don't either.
I'm trying to think. He went home. I literally can't even remember. But it's kind of like sad because at this point they still have poured so much time into it. But like she doesn't even walk him to the car. Because it's just like, you know. Yeah. Oh, no one else went home because Austin sent himself home. Oh, that's okay, what it was. Okay, okay. So yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
But aside from that, like not much going on.
Yeah. Pretty boring.
Yeah. Anything pop culture for you?
Okay. I just had Bachelor and then I have one more thing on my list. Okay. And as always, I'm going to bring up my favorite human being as always. Did you hear that Gypsy Rose is going back to prison?
Legit?
I think maybe, yeah.
Legit?
I'm not, okay, I don't know.
Verified sources.
I don't think it's hard to say. I don't know that she's been sentenced to years in prison.
Okay.
But one of the rules on her parole was that she could not communicate with people that she was in prison with.
Okay, that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she has been communicating with at least one person that she was in prison with. And so she violated her parole. And so she's in a lot of trouble. And I've been hearing that she's going to go back to prison.
Pregnant?
Yes. Oh,
classic. Yes. Classic Gypsy Rose going back to jail pregnant. That child's going to be born in prison cell.
Oh, Gypsy Rose is just in so much hot water right now after all of the crime scene photos of her mom's death got leaked 2 weeks ago or a week ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And people saw how brutal the murder actually was. I mean, I don't know what people were expecting. Did people think it was just something so cute?
A little stabby stab here, stabby stab there.
It's something so cute and little, but no, it was bad. You know what I mean? Either way, it doesn't make it okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this though, but Chelsea was telling me that whatever his face is, the guy that was convicted of the murder. What's his
Nicholas
name?
Godojohn.
Nicholas, thank you. That he had tried to decapitate her.
Yeah, and
the mom.
So here's the thing: is in the photos you can see that he did try to decapitate Dee Dee because it is literally sorry, this is so graphic and gross, but her neck is literally sawed through. But here's the thing, because people are this was an act of passion. People think Gypsy was in on it because also they counted 17 stab wounds and Nicholas Godojohn has always only admitted to 4 of them.
Yeah.
And his story has always stayed the same. Nope. I stabbed her 4 times. So anyways.
It's wild.
It's just kind of crazy, but I mean, it is crazy.
I just can't believe among all of this leaking that she is pregnant. It still just blows my mind. I mean, that is kind of sad if she ends up going back to prison for so many reasons, but I'm just don't violate your parole. Why?
I know, it's so dumb. Ugh,
it's so dumb. It's not worth it. It's
her one chance at freedom in her entire life. And she's going to talk to someone.
But this just goes to show a lot about, and it's really sad, but about how well she is, because it's she's gotten out, she's been married, she's been divorced, she's been with this other guy, and it's she can't be alone. She's never been alone her entire life. It's now she's bringing a baby into the world, so she will literally never be alone for the rest of her life. And it's just it's so toxic, but I also feel bad for her on one hand because I'm she literally doesn't know any different and has really no healthy people to look up to. Mm-hmm. It's sad.
It is sad. I'm just forever scared for the baby.
I'm forever scared for the baby.
No,
too.
It's going to be really, it's really horrible. Hard for her. I mean, yeah. I know we've already touched on that, but
yeah, it's horrible.
It will be really hard for her.
Yeah. Crazy though. Well, stay tuned. We'll let you know if she ends up going back to jail.
I know. I heard she was going to prison. Wow. I don't know details, but
it's yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all I had for pop culture, so.
Alrighty.
Let's get into the episode.
Okay.
So today, we're talking about Utah stereotypes.
Fun. This is really fun, too. I feel like because of, like, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives coming out, it's just kind of fun to, like, touch on these. I feel like Utah stereotypes has been a big thing on, like, TikTok. I feel like whenever I travel places, like, and I say I'm from Utah, like, people have questions. Like, mm-hmm. being from Utah is just kind of, like, a conversation starter.
I know. You don't know it is.
And I then know. It is. And especially like not, I feel like we may have different perspectives too, just because like I'm not from here, but I've lived here for so long that sometimes it feels like I am. But like, I don't know. Just, yeah, it'll be fun to like go through these stereotypes. Some of them you guys submitted. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for that. And then some of them Chelsea and I came up with on our own.
Yeah. I mean, we got a lot of submissions. I knew we had a lot of stereotypes, but wow, we have a lot. Like this is a good list.
Good chunk of...
But yeah, we're just gonna kind of talk about like whether we think they're like true or not.
Okay.
So
let's get into it.
Okay. First one, Summer Sales Bros. And then I put like / Vasa Bros.
Okay.
Which this is a real, true, real life thing.
This is a real thing. I just feel like what better people to recruit for your summer sales bros than those who just served a 2-year mission teaching people who don't care about Jesus about Jesus.
I know. And I mean, you might as well go from knocking doors to preach about Christ to preach about selling insect killer. Like, yeah. I don't know.
And
or
making
whatever.
Money doing it.
Or
and
solar.
It's, yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I mean, Vince did sales for a little bit. And before that, like I previously have dated people who have done sales. Mm-hmm. And I just like know so many people who are married to people or whose brothers or dads or whatever do sales. So yeah, very prevalent here.
I mean, it can be a really, really good way to make money. If you put your like everything into it. Like they come home sometimes after the summer and they're just chilling the rest of the year.
Yeah.
The Vasa Bros is also like, I mean, it's just a whole other thing. It's very real. I just think about living in Orem. Before we moved to Saratoga, we lived in Orem for years. Yeah. And I just think about going to the University Vasa and like just watching all of the guys just not even work out, just like walk around, talk to girls.
Yes. Yep. The Orem University Vasa is the Vasa broiest of the Vasa bros. Like,
it's because it's right
so
in between UVU and BYU.
Yeah.
And so it is like...
I literally stopped going to Vasa for a time because I could not stand that community and culture at that Vasa.
It's pretty funny.
It's so funny. It's interesting though because where I live now, it's like the graduation of that gym.
Yeah.
And so it still kind of has that vibe. Mm-hmm. But like not as bad because everyone's like married.
Yeah,
but like,
now it's like you just go with your spouse.
Yeah, but it's the same. But it's like kind of the same. Yeah. It's interesting. It's interesting. So and you may or may not see an influencer or a TikTok star at my gym every now and again. It's weird. It's like living among celebrities, but they're like not. It's so weird.
I know. And that's another thing, actually. This was not like submitted or put on the list, but that's another thing is there's so many influencers in Utah just like roaming around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I will like randomly text Haley and be like, you'll never believe who's at this kid's birthday party.
Yeah.
Literally, Haley texted me tonight. Rachel Parcell is sitting behind me at In-N-Out. Like, it's just like you just see
which
people
she is
everywhere
this
out
big.
In the wild.
I was like astonished. I'm like, she's so tiny.
And she probably looks so tiny next to her like 6'5 husband.
Oh, yeah. He's massive. I was like, whoa. She is beautiful. But yeah, it's just kind of funny. Like, yeah, you just see him randomly. American Fork in and out. Like, okay, hi.
I know. And everywhere.
And everywhere.
I just saw the same one, the same influencer at 3 separate places with like within a month of each other.
It's a sign, Chelsea. You're meant to be BFFs with her.
I know. Well, I said hi to her twice, like out of the three times that I saw her. But
that's so funny.
Just, yeah, it's just like you see them out in the wild. And yeah. There's just a lot of them roaming around Utah. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, they all go to Vasa.
My.
Okay. Next one is the crazy spelling of kids' names.
Yep.
And I mean, not even like just the crazy spelling, but like making up weird names.
Yep.
Like, I think of Jane, like, you know, just Jane. The yeah. Influencer, oh, but, yeah. Like yeah. Chickenly.
And what's her other one? What's the other one? It's so funny.
I don't know. But oh, Charcuterie, I think was the new one.
Charcuterie. If you don't know who Jane is, just literally go look up Jane. She's blonde, Utah influencer. She is hilarious.
Yeah, she's so funny.
She's so funny. I was happy to see she was not on the cast of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh, yeah. She just like makes fun of Utah influencers.
No, yeah. And she's so funny. She's but so funny, though. I definitely think that stereotype is true to in a sense. I more times than not, when I go to Thanksgiving Point, like the museums or the parks, like almost every time I will hear someone call their kid a name and I'm like, what? Mm. Or like Sparkle. I've heard Sparkle, literally. Sparkle. Oh, I think it was actually Sparkly.
No.
Yes, I'm pretty sure it was. I'll have to go back in my text thread with my sisters because I sent it to them. It was a while ago, but I'm pretty sure it was Sparkly. But like Sparkly, like not like Sparkly. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then like I just hear a bunch of like Book of Mormon names or like church history names like Hiram.
No. I have a friend, I won't say who.
Okay.
Her husband at the time wanted to name their son Tiancum.
Tiancum.
Tiancum. And David was like, when I told Dave that, he's like, well, Tiancum was pretty badass. Like,
you're like, okay. missing the point. missing the point.
But yeah.
Like, I grew up with a kid named Shadrach.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Shadrach. Okay.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, it's like the biblical name.
Yes.
And also the weird spelling and everyone like with the Lee at the end, but spelling it like L-E-I-G-H. Like, it's just horrible.
Classic. Okay. I will say though, to roast myself, this was not intentional, but after we had Vivi, someone asked me, did you put your and your husband's name together? Mm-hmm. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? I was so pissed. I always said I will never conform to the Utah names. And then I had a Vivi and I spelt it V-I-V-E-E because I'm a double E and it's Vincent. And I'm just like, what were we thinking?
It was like a happy coincidence.
I know.
I actually love it. Like,
I do too. And of course I do too. Whether
that was like on purpose or not, I think it's cute.
Yeah. And it wasn't, but it's like, I mean, at the end of the day, like it's special and I love her name so much, but I'm just like, wow, not me turning Utah. Like, had to happen at some point, you know. And then like Kale's name is spelt different and is different, and so I'm just like, well, here I am living my best Utah Mormon life. My weird fine. Kids names.
Your kids are like, your kids names are not as out there as Sparkly. I mean,
sorry.
There are so many crazy ones that you just,
or was it Shimmerly?
No, not Shimmerly.
I'm telling, it was something like that. I need to go ask my sisters what it was. It was so bad. I like, you're like, kind no, of laughed because I thought she was joking. Not glitterly.
Glitterly.
Oh my gosh. Anywho.
Honestly amazing.
Yeah, definitely true. Truth to that though.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is filler/Botox/ plastic surgery. And why is this such a phenomenon in Utah? Because it is.
I mean, this is just factual. Yeah. Like, we are literally like, what? Like, either the most or like the second most like plastic surgery per capita of like any city in the United States. It's crazy.
Is it because Mormons like need to feel like they're perfect or something? And so they like strive to like always look perfect. And
I just feel like people in the church will try to be like, no, absolutely not. That's not why. No, I'm sorry. If you go anywhere else, it is not like it is here. Like, I really do think there's something about like having this kind of like portraying this image, you know? And like, I get why people, like some people in the church get really wrapped up in image. Like, it makes sense because of some harsher like cultural elements. But like, I do think that regardless of whether you are a member or not a member in Utah, for whatever reason, you kind of get wrapped up into this like, oh, like maybe I need Botox here, filler there. Like, you know what I mean? And I do think it is just kind of like, I mean, well, when everyone around you is setting this beauty standard, mm-hmm. like it's kind of like you either conform to it or you don't. But I love the title of, I think it's What We Said podcast. It's like, I'm not ugly, I'm just poor. That is how I feel living in Utah. I'm like, I'm not ugly, I'm just poor. I'm just like poor compared to these people, or I just like don't prioritize like my money in that way. Yeah. And so I'm like, but it's so true. Like, I don't know. I think it does have something to do with the Mormon church though. Like, how could it not be a factor? You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it is that way. I mean, yeah. I'm also feeling like I need something.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always feeling like I need a little something, something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, sad but true.
I'll be on that train.
Yeah.
But that kind of leads us into our next one, is that everyone is rich / people pretending they have money that they don't. And I will say, I feel like both are true, because I do feel like there are tons of wealthy LDS people.
Yeah.
Like there just are.
Yeah.
There are so many like beautiful homes in Utah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that being said, there's a lot of middle class.
Not or, too. Yeah.
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 LDS people. But also I have felt this way, just like in my 20s in general.
Yeah.
Feeling like, how do these people afford their trucks and their house
and their vacations?
When I was like 23. Yes. And
their five vacations a year
and all of the like expensive clothes for their kids, mm-hmm. and just an expensive clothes for them and just like everything, you know what I mean? And I'm just like, how do people afford all of this? And David would tell me all the time. He's like, I think people are in so much debt.
Yeah. He's like, they don't.
Yeah.
Or they're married to the summer sales bro.
Yeah.
Who started right after his mission and made a bunch of money before they were even married and could afford a house by 23. And like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, but I'm literally talking when I was like 23. You know what I mean?
And these people
like hadn't even like graduated college
yet. Yeah. It's and like just, how?
I did not understand how people were affording their lives. And still to this day, I'm like, how are people honestly affording their lives?
How?
Especially in this economy.
Yeah. No, truly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that especially the second half of that, like people like pretending they have more money than they do. I think especially in the area that I live, mm-hmm. like I think that is like such a big thing, because where I live, like, it used to be an area where like you went and bought because that's where the cheaper homes were. Like that's why we bought out there for sure. Mm-hmm. But now it's not really that way anymore. And it's like bringing in all these people, like, I don't know. It's just like kind of turning from like really down to earth vibes to like more like, I don't know, Highland vibes. Mm-hmm. If you are from Utah, you'll know what I'm talking about. Where it's just like very keeping up with the Joneses. And it's just like, even at my Vasa, like there's so many Teslas, there's so many. And I'm just like, I just don't think that probably the majority of people that live out here could probably afford all of that. But I think there is kind of a keeping up with the Joneses aspect that mm-hmm. it'll get you if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, but who knows?
Same with all the plastic surgery.
Yeah. But like you said, I do think there are like a lot of wealthy people that live here too.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that come from wealthy families that like help them out mm-hmm. as well, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So a lot of generational money.
Mm-hmm. Looking at you.
Not Chelsea, you calling me out.
No, I'm looking at you. Okay, next one. Big families and pressure to have a lot of kids. Like even if you have two kids or even three kids, like you always feel pressure to like have another one.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think this is true for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then I think not for a lot of people. I think people are becoming more okay with like, I don't know, not feeling the pressure of their families or like their peers. And they're just like, this is what I can handle. You know what I mean? I feel like we're coming more to that conclusion.
Well, I think the reason that is because I think more, this is just like hypothetical, but I think more women are like recognizing their boundaries and their limits. And they're like, okay, my mom had six kids, but like, yeah, my mom did it, but was that the healthiest thing for her? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. And it's probably not for most people. I do think there are some people that is their whole passion, their whole joy, and it's what they are just like inspired and meant to do. I don't think that's the majority of people. I think the majority of women, especially now, are like, you know what? Like, I want my own life too. Mm-hmm. And like, that's just not really that doable with 6 to 8 children. Like, mm-hmm. it's very hard to do these days. So I just think more women are kind of setting that boundary with themselves and realizing like kind of what they can handle.
Yeah.
And I also just think like, I think around the world, but I think in Utah and like with the younger generation, people are getting married later, having kids later. And I think that plays a role in it too.
Yeah.
And just like not caring as much, which I think is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, yeah, I agree with everything you said. I think that like the people who also want a lot of kids, they grew up in big families too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I have
minus me.
I mean, I grew up with, I have 4 siblings, but I yeah. only lived with one. And so it's always just me and my brother. And I always felt like that wasn't enough. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, I wish I had like one more or something. And so that's why in my head right now, I'm like, oh, do I need another? Like,
yeah, that's true.
And then some people are like, grew up with 10 siblings. And I'm like, oh, like I loved having 10 siblings. Like, I'm going to give that to my kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah. See, so, I feel like I'm the opposite. I feel like I see that I have like 5. Okay. You could count my half brother. So 6 siblings. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, yeah, it's like fun and everything, but it's like, you're not that close to all of them. Like, it's impossible to do that. Like, yeah, it's fun when you're in your childhood, but it's like, then you like get into adulthood and it's like getting together is so hard. So many opinions, so many, like, it's just hard to get everyone's schedules together. Like, I don't know. There's like pros and cons, I think, of big versus small families.
No, for sure.
And I think like, I do think how you're raised and like the type of family you were raised in does have an influence on that for sure.
Yeah.
But because, yeah, Vince has said the same thing. He's like, 3 just like was not enough because mm-hmm. he has 2 siblings.
But then there's the people who grew up with like 8 siblings and they're like, probably feel like they did not get like the attention they needed or like one time. So, yeah, it just depends on like family dynamics.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. But I definitely think that's a true stereotype.
Yeah.
Okay, all a part of MLMs, but they try to like sell them like they're not MLMs. So,
yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, join my business, but it's not an MLM.
You see this makeup on my face? Like, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I have access to it. But it's like, okay, I know what you're using.
I know. MLMs, it's so funny because I feel like we've always been annoyed by them.
Yeah.
But before it was like, okay, they're fine. But now everyone is like, okay, no, it's not fine. Like, this is scary.
Yeah.
Do you, like, blink twice if you need help.
Yeah, like are you in a cult? Are you okay?
Yeah. So MLMs, they just need to come to an end. I'm like,
yeah. I'm so confused. I don't really feel like this is that true of just Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just feel like this is kind of just true of social media in general. Mm-hmm. Like, one thing I will say is I do think because there's a lot of stay-at-home moms here, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, maybe I like want a side hustle. And that is like an easier way, you know, seemingly easier way for them to like have a side hustle. So maybe that's why it gets like the, but I don't know. Like, I don't really know. Actually, like, I mean, none of my friends are in MLM. So it's kind of like, it's hard for me to say like, oh yeah, that's so prevalent here when I don't even really know anyone anymore that's a part of one.
Yeah, I mean, I know people that are in them.
Yeah.
And I have had friends that have been, they're not anymore,
but okay.
they have been in MLMs. Mm-hmm. David, at one point in our marriage, was actually almost sucked into an MLM.
Oh no, which one? Are you going to spill the tea?
No, it's like big one.
Okay.
I have to ask him. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, I was just like, I'm absolutely not. Like, we're not doing that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I guess... yeah, it's probably an all over the world type of thing.
Yeah.
Really. But
I think so.
I do. Yeah. I do think what you said about like stay at home moms.
Like, yeah. Like that aspect could be true. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next one. Utah curls, blonde hair and extensions. And I got like, I don't know, 4 or 5 submissions for blonde hair.
Yeah.
I'm just like, are we the only ones that are blonde?
No. All I'm going to say is that when I was in high school, I was so special for being blonde.
Why?
So special. And then I moved here and I was like, wait.
Yeah, everyone is blonde.
I lost my sparkle.
But I did not know that's just like a Utah thing.
Yeah, there are so many blondes here. Like, everybody is always blonde. That's why I feel like when there are like beautiful brunettes here, I'm like, I'm so jealous. Like, you look so beautiful with your brunette hair. Like, I don't know, I feel like I definitely just feel like I'm a copy and paste. And I don't really love that, but what do you do?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I just didn't realize that Utah is the only place that has blonde people.
Just, it's weird because you would think that about like maybe like California, somewhere like super sunny, but no, it's just like It's just freaking Utah. I think it's true.
Yeah, and then the Utah curls is cracking me up because it's like the straight.
Yeah, it's like the beachy waves with like the very straight ends. And like, yeah, that's for sure real. I don't know if that's like a Utah thing though.
I will say
I just feel like that's been like a trend.
I don't know. And then extensions is extensions.
I don't know. Extensions is trendy. I feel like some it's like people go through periods where they get them, where they don't. Like, honestly, I actually think a lot of people are taking out their extensions. There's a lot of shorter haircuts right now. I just think it goes, I just think Utah's very trendy. So when the extension trend is in, yeah, it's going to be popping with extensions around here.
Yeah.
But when it's not, then it's not, you know? Mm. I don't know.
Have you ever had extensions?
I've had clip-ins, but never like sew-ins. I used Amber Filler Ups, Barefoot Blonde Barefoot extensions. Blonde. I was actually the first person ever to buy her platinum extensions.
Oh.
And I know that because I went to her very first pop-up shop before she even had her online opened.
Uh-huh.
And I bought the platinum ones and she was like, will you model them for me? Because you're the first person who's ever bought them. And I was like, wow, yes, I will.
Ooh, yeah.
So somewhere on her Barefoot Blonde page, I am there.
Okay, fun.
My moment of fame.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never had extensions. Like, never.
Yeah, they're just like, I mean, clip-ins are just not very comfortable. I actually would, though, consider Amber Filler Up has like shorter extensions and they're just for volume.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually consider getting those.
Okay, I have worn extensions like that.
Uh-huh.
It was for my wedding.
Oh, yeah. That's a great time to.
Was strictly for volume.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only time I've ever worn extensions.
Good time to do it.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm like, is that a Utah thing? I don't know.
No.
Okay, the next one is for sure true, and everyone knows it. It's soda shops / dirty soda addictions.
Yeah,
and that is facts. Just like, that's like Utah's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To deny this would be to deny all reality.
Yeah, and I mean, I love it.
Oh, me too.
Who doesn't love it? Who doesn't love
Swig? I embrace it.
Yeah.
All I'm going to say, though, is Swig's prices are ridiculous.
Are they?
It is like $5 now to get a soda. It's insane.
Did they just up their prices?
I think they did.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they did. It was crazy. It was like maybe like $4.75 or something like that. And I was like, what?
I'm like, gonna say a hot take. I like Sodalicious better than Swig. But they
oh my gosh.
I think the nearest Sodalicious is like American Fork.
I think Sodalicious is disgusting.
Are you kidding me? They're so
it
good.
Just tastes like they poured vanilla extract in there. It's just so gross.
Are you kidding me?
I do not like Sodalicious.
To be fair. To be fair, I am a very boring soda drinker.
Okay.
So yeah. I always just get Diet Dr. Pepper with like lime. So I'm not adding in all the add-ins.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
Because I was going to say, if you're an add-ins person, Quench It is the best.
Ooh.
Yeah. They have the best like ratios.
Also, Twisted Sugar is pretty good.
Twisted Sugar is so good. And their cookies are like
so good.
Astronomically better than any other. Swig's cookies have gone downhill. Although their s'mores one I brought you today was pretty good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like they're all
pretty comparable. Yeah.
Similar. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, love a good soda shop. And same. The soda addictions in Utah.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Are crazy.
And because it's like below $5, everyone's like, I can go every day and it's fine. And it's like,
I know,
so expensive.
Me like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, if it's under $5, it's free.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't count.
It's freezies.
So funny.
Okay, next one is Stanley Cups. And it's kind of funny because, I mean, I feel like Utah put Stanley Cups on the market.
Probably,
But now, like, Stanley Cups are out. For everyone.
Yeah.
And now it's funny because I feel like Stanley Cups are getting like bought up by people, but not people in Utah.
Yeah.
Like you go to like Shields and like the Stanley Cups are, you can get any color you want, any print, fully stocked, but you cannot find a Hydro Jug there. Like they're
sold
out.
Sad day for Stanley.
I know, but I think they're still really popular outside of Utah.
That makes sense.
So it's just kind of funny, like the people I follow on Instagram who like don't live in Utah or whatever, like Stanley just came out with that new line that's like all the floral cups. Have you seen them?
Oh no,
they did like a collab with someone. I can't remember like the name of the business they did a collab with, but they are like pretty. There's like 4 different colors and they're all like really, I don't know, think like tea party floral. Like they're really girly and cute. But it's so funny because people are like, I've been in the queue waiting for so long to get my Stanley Cup, like 20 minutes. And I'm just like, couldn't be anyone in Utah. Like no one cares. No one cares anymore.
It's kind of weird too, because like, I feel like Utah is like ahead of the trend for sure, but I actually don't feel like it was that way when I moved here. Mm-hmm. Like when I moved here, I remember all the songs that were playing on the radio were songs that were playing on the radio consistently, like several months before in Vegas.
Really?
And I was just like, I'm thrown back. And I mean, Vegas is very like, it's a big, big city. So like, it makes sense in a sense, but like, I just was like, what is happening? But I don't feel like it's that way anymore. It is, yeah, very. And I feel like social media and influencing has a big role in that.
It does. Yeah, totally. Okay, next one is just Molly Mormons. And I mean, this is definitely a thing. Like, you're going to find people who are not so LDS, and then you're going to find the people who that is like what their life is totally consumed by. And quote unquote, they are considered like Molly Mormon.
Yeah. So. You know, I actually would like dare say that you would find more Molly Mormons outside of Utah.
Yeah. People who like live it more true.
Yes. Like just more like, and I guess what I mean by that is I'm like thinking of a specific like image of a Molly Mormon. I just feel like it is so different being raised like a member of the LDS church outside versus inside Utah for so many reasons. But like one of those things where my parents were like, you are like to be different from your peers. Like you need to look different, act different. Like everything about you needs to be different. And it's like, they probably taught that in Utah, but it's like, well, there's such a wide variety here. Mm-hmm. So it's like, kind of how do you do that? Whereas like in Vegas, where there's so much diversity, it was very clear as day that I was wearing shorts to my knee. Like I stuck out like a sore thumb, right? For one, because it was 110 degrees. People are probably like, are you trying to die? And for two, it's just like was not the thing. And I'm not saying there weren't like quote unquote Jack Mormons in Vegas. Like there for sure is a variety too. But it's just like, I just feel like the image part was like just so different because it was just, you have to look different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I just feel like it's maybe like more, like you can see it more. Whereas maybe like here, it's like, yeah, I do see like people that I would consider like Molly Mormons. But like, honestly, I more so see people that I'm like, okay, you're for sure Mormon. Mm-hmm. But like, I wouldn't really know like if you were in Vegas or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, I think we've all like described someone as Molly Mormon.
For sure.
Before.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And it's not a diss. It's just, you know.
It's just how you are.
How you are. You are who you are.
Yeah. And then the next one is angry anti-Mormons.
Oh, facts.
Which is also, oh my gosh, like definitely a thing too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think here it's kind of like, there is that spectrum, but it's like when you get into the extremes of like very Mormon or like very anti, mm-hmm. like you get those extremes and they are loud. Mm-hmm. They are loud. I feel like we probably see less of it on a daily basis living in Utah County. Like I bet if you lived in like Salt Lake County, like you'd probably see even like more of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think on social media especially, it's a real thing.
Oh yes. Very real.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Next one is swingers. And I mean, I don't know too much about this community, but I mean, you hear things through the grapevine, especially like, why is like Draper like always the number one city? Everyone's always like the swingers in Draper. Like,
I literally knew someone whose family member was a bishop in Draper mm-hmm. and, or the stake president, I think. And the stake, and he was like, everyone, we are banning you from the Vasa. Like, no one go to the Vasa. The amount of affairs that have happened at the Vasa. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Keep it in your pants, people. No, but like, seriously. I mean, here's the thing. I think swinging is more prevalent everywhere than people will know about.
Yeah.
You know, I just think it's more shocking for people that it happens in Utah because of our culture. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it happens here any more than it happens anywhere else.
Okay.
That's my personal opinion. But I just think because it happens here, it's like just more of a shock factor.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's so funny because, like I said, it's just like something you hear about through the grapevine. But it's funny when like I don't know. I feel like maybe we've all been in this position or maybe not. And I just don't know. But one time, like, David and I were at the mall together.
Okay.
And this couple, like, approached us. And they were just talking to us for, like, a good long time. Mm-hmm. And, like, asking us so many questions and, like, whatever. And it was so funny because we walked away from that conversation. And we both, like, immediately turned to each other. And we were like, are they, they're either trying to swing with us or get us to join their MLM.
Yeah. Like one which of the two. One is it? Oh, that is so funny.
I know. And I feel like, have we all been in that position? Oh
yeah.
Before?
Yeah.
Like,
Vince and I were, but it was unfortunately the MLM side of it.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I'd rather them be like thinking I'm hot than trying to poach me for their MLM.
No, they did not bring up anything to us when they were talking to us. So it's like, we will
never know. You'll never know. Honestly, just take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely know swinging happens here, but there was like a girl on TikTok and she was like, Utah stereotypes that are not true. We do not swing. There is no swinging. And I'm like,
yes.
Okay. Yes. You little like,
and they're
just innocent.
So even just like influencers that are like open about it. Like,
oh yeah.
AKA Taylor Paul, like
yeah.
we were talking about last week. Like yeah. it's not like a secret.
It's not a secret.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
But yeah, so that one's true, but I guess everywhere else too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Early marriages, which is like, I feel like also what Utah's obviously known for. And it is, it's just a thing. It's like you get out of high school, you want to marry your high school sweetheart. Usually like the guy goes on a mission and you either like break up with them for like a guy who's just come home on his mission, or like you wait for your missionary and you immediately get married, and you get married so fast because you want to do the deed. And it's just like, it is what it is.
Like, if you tell two people like you can't have sex even though you're in love with each other until you get married, like they're going to be getting married real fast. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that just is what it is.
Oh, I hate that one though. We've got to change that. I think it's getting better actually, but.
Yeah,
I'm
just
not
kind of funny.
A fan of the young marriages.
Well, I'm invited to a wedding at the end of this month. And I was telling David, I was like, it's just so crazy. Like, I haven't been invited to a wedding in years because it's like most of the people that I know are married. And it's like that time of our life has kind of passed. But then there will be like the random people who wait until like they're like late 20s, early 30s, whatever, to get married. And it's just kind of interesting. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I haven't been to a wedding in so long. Like, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be so fun.
Yeah. So anyway, next one is made up swear words. And this is like obviously a thing too.
I mean... We should have come up with a list of all of the ones. It's definitely, this is a true stereotype for sure. And I use them on a daily basis.
Of course.
I prefer the real swear word, but you know, you got to filter yourself sometimes.
I love my favorite things that you say. You'll say like mother effer and you'll say fugly. Like those are my favorite things that you would just like drop randomly.
Yeah, it's just ingrained in me forever.
Yeah, I mean like we all love like a good frick moment. Yeah, and
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We love a good made up swear word. They hit sometimes.
They do. They're funny.
Yeah, they hit sometimes. Yeah.
We claim them. It's fine.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, next one is polygamy is still prevalent. And like, it is.
What's the definition of prevalent?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up. Because I'm like, I feel like I know what it means. Well, but I'm also like, does that mean like a law or like?
I don't know. Just like, I don't know. But like, obviously, like there are still polygamists in Utah. Like
widespread in a particular area.
Okay.
I would not say then that it's prevalent, but it is for sure still practiced.
Yes, it's still practiced. But I think like that's always the thing you hear is people are like, oh, like when you go outside of Utah, like people immediately ask you, oh, like how many wives do you have?
Yeah.
And it's just like, do people really think we're all just chilling in Utah, like in homes with like 13 wives and like 100 kids? Like,
do
people really think that still?
Like genuinely, they do.
It's just shocking to me that is like still believed. Like, yes, I know it's still practiced, but it, like rarely.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there are like big communities of polygamy here, but like compared to the overall population, it's very small. However, compared to the population of polygamy in other states, I think it's still a larger percentage, but like it is illegal here.
Yeah.
So like in some other states, it's not. So like, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't say it's prevalent, but I would say it's still practiced for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. It's just like a weird one.
Yeah.
That I just like
can't we'll never get away from.
I know. I just can't believe people still like.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay. Anyway. Everyone is nice. No.
Not me with the worst look on my face right now. Like, fuck that.
Okay. I do think Utahns as a whole, to just like random strangers, we are pretty polite naturally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like we've been raised to be polite.
It's not like New York East Coast vibes where people are kind of snarky or like little attitude. Like, yeah.
But I will say people in Utah are some of the most judgmental,
fake
shit talking.
Yeah.
People ever.
I was going to say it's a pretty face to look at, but be careful when you turn your back.
Yeah. I mean, I do think there are tons of nice people too, but there are tons of people that are not nice as well.
Yeah. So. I do think that people here are overall polite and like your most of your interactions every day with people at the grocery store, like whatever, like are going to be more pleasant, which I'm grateful for, even if it is not as like genuine. But I will also say we are like the king and queens of like passive aggressiveness and like that type of stuff too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So I definitely am more of a straight shooter than I think, you know, people here are. Mm-hmm. But you know, my everyday interactions are pretty pleasant. So you know, can't really complain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but then you get like the random like Karens and.
Oh yeah. You get the Karens for sure. The driving here makes me turn berserk, but yeah.
People are not very nice on the roads.
No, no. Yeah. That is one place people are not fake.
Yeah. I know my sisters and I were talking actually the other day. And we were talking about Puerto Rico because they've been there like all summer.
Okay.
And they were talking about how like in Puerto Rico, like the driving there is like so crazy. They're like, people will just like cut you off like left and right.
Yeah.
And they're like, but that's just how they drive. They're like, no one has road rage in Puerto Rico because they know like you're going to do it to them and they're going to do it to you.
Yeah. And it's like, all good. Whoever's like, fastest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, the road rage in Utah is just like astronomical. Yeah. It's
so bad.
Yeah. And I'm guilty.
Yeah. Same.
Okay. Next one is everyone is beautiful. And I mean, there are a lot of very good looking people.
Yeah.
In Utah. I mean, I guess it's the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like beauty is like subjective, like, you know, but I do think that like there's a reason we get that stereotype and it's because of TikTok or people that come and visit here and they're just like, wow, like there's a lot of like really healthy, fit, beautiful people here. And I do think like... I do think it's probably somewhat true.
I will say people get like dressed to the nines to go to like Target.
Oh yeah.
And that
just
cannot ever be me. I know. I don't understand how people do that. Like even like I do like, I mean, admittedly, like I want to meet a beauty standard too, but I'm just like after becoming a mom and like call me lazy, like whatever. I'm just like, I can't like I wear makeup like twice a week. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, how are you getting ready every single day and like
to like wrangle up your four children to go to Target? Like,
I don't know.
It's it's a little crazy.
Yeah, but yeah, people in Utah are beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is no diversity. And
yeah, this is true.
Yes, yes, and no. I feel like no it's
religious
getting
nor.
Okay, yes, not religious, really.
Nor racial diversity.
I feel like it's getting better though.
How many black people have you seen in the last week?
Okay, I know, but I do feel like compared to when I was like in junior high to now, especially, and I will say, it is a lot different when you go from Utah County to like Salt Lake County.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Yeah.
So it kind of depends where you are.
Yeah.
I do think
that's
like,
very true.
Yeah. I do think it's gotten like better.
No,
though.
It has. Like, honestly, even in the last like 10 years that I've lived here, like it's gotten like way, way better.
Yeah.
But yeah, like anytime I travel and then I come back here, I'm still like, wow, like we have no diversity.
Yeah.
Like you'll see a couple, like when I go to Vasa, it's like, I see a couple like Polynesian people and like Hispanic people, but it's like, we're talking just like a couple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I go like to the grocery store by my parents' house in Vegas and it's like, it's just, you know, I don't know. It's just,
it's more of like a melting
pot. It is getting better, but I feel like it's still pretty far behind everywhere else. Most places. Yeah.
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 I don't know. Yeah. I guess I'm just comparing it to when I was like in junior high or something. So.
See, I think the stereotype is still true on that one.
Yeah.
But getting better.
Yeah. You're probably right. Yeah. Just thinking about, yeah, when I travel outside of state.
Yeah, and you're like, oh.
Okay, next one. Oh, everyone is outdoorsy. And I think, like, this is true-ish.
They either are not, like, they are or they're married to someone who is.
Yeah, I do feel like, I mean, I've heard people describe Utah as, like, an adult playground. Like,
yeah,
type of thing,
you know what I mean?
Because it's, like, you can literally just drive, like, 30 minutes away and, like, go on a hike or go skiing.
See Red Rocks. Go to a lake. Like, yeah.
So, yeah, I do feel like people here have the opportunity
to be more outdoorsy.
Yeah. And a lot of people are probably just, like, raised that way.
Yeah. Too, honestly, so. I wish I took more advantage of it. Mm-hmm. It is just really hard in motherhood to, like, think about taking my two children on like on a hike, like when they get older. I think I will, because I do enjoy it so much, but I just think the stage of life I'm in, which that's totally an excuse. I know people that take their two little kids hiking. I'm just saying, for me personally, like for so many reasons, it's like not what I'm gonna do. But like, I wish I took more advantage of it, because it is so beautiful here.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not consider myself an outdoorsy person, but
yeah,
I would say probably, yeah, like a good like 80% of people probably in Utah are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. Next one is, every woman is a stay-at-home mom. And I mean, like,
I don't know what the stat is on that right now.
I don't know either. I mean, obviously, I think like not even just in Utah, but like all over, like more women are wanting to like join the workplace or like have to join the workplace. But I think maybe in Utah, it's more desired to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think just like culturally here, like it's just still pretty prevalent.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of like men here still that still like want their wives to stay at home as well.
Yeah.
So,
And that leads me into my next one, is that stay at home moms are oppressed and controlled by their husbands. And you know, there's probably
a good truth to that
portion that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next one is trad wives. And this all just kind of like brings me to like the whole ballerina farm controversy.
Yeah.
Like, we won't get like too into it. Yeah. Have you seen her statement that she just came out with?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it's like, I don't want to like label her as like an oppressed woman when like she doesn't feel that way. Like, I'm glad she doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
But I think there is some truth to like very like core Mormon beliefs where like you just like are supposed to like do whatever your husband says.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I feel like we are breaking a little bit away from that.
Yeah.
And like women have more of a say, and then there's like gender roles or like,
yes,
becoming better. You know what I mean? So
like sharing the household, like workload more, like the mental load more.
Yeah. And like, even with the kids, like I'm always so grateful that like David like literally puts the kids to bed every single night, and he will come home and like, I mean, I make dinner most nights, but like if I make dinner, like he will always do the dishes, and like we like 50-50 laundry, and like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I feel so grateful that I don't feel like I'm like an oppressed stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
Like, so I definitely don't feel that way, but there are women who I know for sure are.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is I think like, I definitely think that there are some women who think they aren't that are.
Yeah.
And that makes me sad. But I also just think, because of like the way that society is moving, I just think that there will be a lot of women who, I want to give women credit, like that have critical thinking skills, you know, and that can think for themselves and just be like, it is better for me, my family, whatever the situation is, for me to stay at home. And this is like what I'm choosing to do of my free will. But yeah, I think there is going to be some of that with where we live, but I don't think it's like the norm.
Yeah What are your thoughts on like trad wives? Do you think that's like a Utah thing, or is that just becoming like so popular because of like Ballerina Farm and Nara Smith and like all the really popular influencers who are like romanticizing that lifestyle? I do feel like maybe Utah, it's more common here.
I think so. I think, I again, just like with the percentage of women that do stay at home, like, yeah, I do think like, oh, if there's these influencers now that are like you said, romanticizing trad wives and that lifestyle, like, yeah, they're going to look at their life and be like, well, this is what I'm doing. So like, I want my life to look more like that. And now it's becoming this like almost trend.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that I think that's true.
It's just so funny because, like, I feel like when people think of trad wives, they're like, oh yeah, like the sourdough bread and like whatever. And it's like, oh, well, I make sourdough bread now, but I wouldn't really consider myself a trad wife. But when I really think of myself, like, I am kind of just like a traditional wife.
I was just
wife.
About to say, yeah, you are.
I know. Like, I
like
really
you would
am.
Fit the definition.
But
you know?
I would. Yeah. Like, I totally would. But it's like when I think of myself, I'm like, no. Like,
I know.
You
that's
know what
what's
I mean?
Weird. Yeah.
It's not like I'm like raising chickens and like milking cows or something. But
I still don't even identify as a stay-at-home mom. And I've been a stay-at-home mom for the last like 9 months and I still like do not identify as a stay-at-home mom. Maybe it's because I'm literally never home. But like I just like don't, it's so weird. Like I don't know, I just think it's kind of like you can look at other people's situation and be like, okay, yeah, like it's easier to put a label on it, but it's like you look at your own and like
it is weird to label yourself as that. It's, it's weird to think about.
It is. So yeah, I think that stereotype is true, maybe more true than other places, but I don't think it's like every single woman. You know what I mean? It's not, I don't think it's as common as people think, maybe.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay, next one is alcohol is illegal.
I've heard this so many times. Like,
I'm so confused.
Even when I was
this.
Just in Mexico, they're like, Utah, you can't drink there. Is that why you're drinking here? And
I've never heard that.
Yeah, well, it's probably just a thing if you're like not from here that you would hear. Like, I don't really know why you would hear that living here, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's definitely a thing. I will say, like, the alcohol laws are crazy compared to other states.
Yeah, they're
like,
crazy,
it's
but
ridiculous.
Like, it's so funny that people would think it's illegal. Like, straight up.
I mean, also people think like the whole state of Utah doesn't drink caffeine. So people are just very naive. Very naive. But you know, we can drink freely here, but I will say you can only buy beer at the grocery store or the gas station. You cannot buy liquor anywhere but a licensed liquor store. And that's why it's like I go to Vegas and I go to Target and there's like a whole liquor section and I'm like, whoa, sweet, here to party. But yeah, not in Utah. I've got to go to that state licensed liquor store.
Not in Utah. Okay, next one is women are only hairstylists, estheticians, nurses, or teachers.
Okay, I submitted this one.
Okay, good. Well, it's just so
because
funny.
Honestly, I feel like 99% this is true.
No, the thing is like, or you should have added in like photographers.
Oh, photographer. Like, how could I forget?
It's so funny because like, it's so cringe, but it's so true. And it's so funny that like literally you're a cosmetologist and I'm an esthetician.
Yeah, I was going to say it's so cringe, but like we fall into this
category. It's just so true. Like I remember like literally graduating aesthetic school when I was 19 and being like, it is so competitive out there because everyone is doing it.
Way oversaturated market.
Yes. And it still rings true to this day. Like it's just what I don't know why. Like that is what girls want to do outside of school.
I mean, I know why it was for me. Like I was not raised to think that I would really be anything other than a wife and a mom. And so honestly, I didn't really try that hard in school. And like my only option was not to go to hair school, but like honestly, my parents kind of made me feel like it was. And so they're just like, it's going to be really hard. You'll have to go to community college and then you're going to have to, you know, get good grades there so that you can go to. And it's like, no, like honestly, my parents should have like told me, like, you have so many options. Like, I know that like high school was hard, but like you can do whatever you want. Like, what do you really want to do? Or maybe you should just work for a couple years, or maybe. And it's like, no, like I felt very pressured to like make a choice. And I just kind of felt like, well, hair is still a career and I want to have a career. So this is what I'm going to do. And I'm not knocking, you know, hair school by any means, like saying that's like everyone's path, but that's just like how it was for me. And like, I don't know, I think that's kind of sad. Like, I think my like options were so few, but I do think too that like a lot of women, at least in the past, have been like, what can I do as a career and still be stay at home with my kids? And it's like hair, aesthetics, photography, like a lot of times they are more flexible schedules. And that's like with teaching, it's like you're on the same schedule as your kids throughout the year. You know what I mean? Like kind of checks out. I don't know where like really nursing falls. I mean, and nursing actually can be pretty flexible too, but like, yeah, it's just kind of funny because
it is funny.
It is true here.
It is. Yeah. Like it really is.
Yeah.
And I like, we all know like handfuls of girls who fall into one of those categories. Like it's just funny.
Absolutely. We are what we are.
Lots of options.
Yeah.
Lots of options here. Okay, next one is we eat fry sauce with everything.
I don't even like fry sauce, so.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say, I love me some fry sauce. And really? I'm not even a condiment girl.
Yeah.
Like, I don't eat that's condiments. True. I know. And I don't eat fry sauce on, like, everything. Right. But I do like it with my fries.
Yeah.
And I will eat it on, like, a burger maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. So. I think, like, you can definitely go to any restaurant here and ask for fry sauce and they'll have it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you go other places and I remember, like, I don't know who it was, but they asked for fry sauce and they're like, what? I know. It's, like, not a thing, you know? Well, and in Vegas, like, we would drive to St. George and there was, like, Iceberg or whatever and they had fry sauce and like we always loved going there and like getting the fry sauce you know because it like wasn't in Vegas but now places like now there are people or companies or whatever that like sell it by the bottle so it's like you can get other places but it's kind of funny
it's a Utah thing I do like fry sauce. Next one. Oh, this is our last one.
Okay.
Utahns have accents and like this is true. It's real. It's like you wouldn't really like normally maybe think it's like an accent, but if you go on like TikTok and you search up like the way people from Utah say things, like really
milk instead of milk
or like
pillow.
Pillow or like literally like nails.
Nail for nails.
Or cell.
Yeah.
Or like not adding the T in mountain. Like I literally just said
mountain. Or enunciating the T, like someone was like, oh, when people put T's in places they shouldn't be, like the name Chelsea, they'll say Chelsea, which David literally does that and Vince makes fun of him for it. You know, that's why Vince says that, right?
And no, literally Haley sent me that and I all capitals, I was like, Vince.
Yeah, Vince submitted this and he actually didn't, but it made me laugh because I'm like, oh yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, I have a handful of people in my life that do call me Chelsea.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah, but, it's like whatever.
But yeah, no, like it's totally a thing. It's so funny that we kind of just like, we kind of like are like lazy speakers or something. Like we don't enunciate things.
It's like a West Coast vibe, but then like our own little sprinkle on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's probably why I'm so bad at speaking and like never know how to say anything correctly. Like it's probably why.
Whatever.
But yeah, it's totally, it's totally a real thing.
Well, that's our take on Utah stereotypes. I think most of them at least had a pretty good, you know, amount of truth to it. It's what makes us what we are. It's what makes us unique. I mean, I love living in Utah. There are things I don't like about it, but overall, it's a good place. So I will take these stereotypes.
Okay. Last time we talked about Utah, you were like, I want out of here.
No, I think, you know, I go through my phases of being like, I hate Utah, but I think it's just like anytime I get wrapped up in, you know, like little things that I shouldn't get wrapped up in, then I hate it. But like overall, it is a good place to live. But yeah, as you have heard culturally, it can be a little weird sometimes.
It can be a lot weird.
Yeah.
It's a lot weird. Like we didn't even get into like derfing and like,
I was going to say, we could have gone the soaking route. Yeah. You're welcome for not. You're welcome.
Yeah, we could have gotten into some weird things, but anyway, thank you so much to everyone who submitted.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah, let us know if you agree with our opinions.
Yes.
But yeah, we'll wrap it up. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. We're at twoblondes.onepod, and you can also follow us on TikTok. We're at twoblondes1pod. Give the podcast a rate and review. Please go do it.
Yeah, we five need stars. Like just do it right now, right after this ends.
Yeah, just do it. Just five stars. It's so easy. Yeah. Like, don't even like go leave click, a comment.
Yeah.
Just five stars.
Yeah, we don't even care about the comment. Just like five stars, please.
Yes, please and thank you. It would help us so much. But we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we hope that you have a happy Monday and a good rest of your week. And we'll talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.